to episode 77 of Anime and Us. I'm DJ.
And I'm Sean.
And it's the review show that reads anime from A to Z. Sort of.
So last week, I would say we spun the wheel, but we didn't, because Q's the only one.
That only has one anime in it.
It's only got one thing in it, Queensblade.
We're running out of seasons for it.
Trusty old Queensblade, yeah. Season 3, which is technically the last season. Yeah. Rebirth or Rebellion? I can't remember which
Rebellion.
One was. Rebellion. And then there's OVAs, and it seems like there's a movie or two that we can watch, too.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah. So you've got content for seasons.
Well, the next one would have to be those 6 OVAs,
there's 4 or 6, one or the other. And then there's a couple movies, I think there's 2 movies, something like that.
Yeah, we're kind of stretching for Q here.
Yeah, that's it. Trusty old
reliable. Well, what's the premise for this season?
It's completely different than the other ones. It doesn't follow the same characters, although one or two of them are in there.
Yeah.
It's just new characters. There's this boy that's a girl, and it sort of follows her.
She's a girl, straight up.
But used to be a boy.
No.
I don't remember.
No, she was never a boy. They just thought she was a boy.
Doesn't make any sense. She's got ginormous tits.
It's Queensblade.
Yeah. The story doesn't matter. The dialogue's pretty terrible. Voice acting is also terrible. You watch it for tits.
Well, yeah.
I wish there were plenty. But not that I'm complaining, because I don't want to give that impression. But they don't show flat tits. That's not a thing. They only show the big tits. Like, why? What's the... If you're going to show tits, but whatever.
I mean...
Just seems like a weird line to draw.
There's a lot of weird lines that they draw that don't make any sense.
I was actually watching a couple episodes earlier, and thank God my wife was, like, not around. She was in the house, but she wasn't, like, in the room with me. There's so many bad times she could have just walked in.
Well, this one got really, really hentai-ish.
Yeah.
Like,
especially
with
the vibrating armor.
There's the vibrating armor, and then
the tentacle girl with the
horn
in her crotch,
and the rape octopus.
That was only for like one episode, but yeah.
I mean, but they showed the tentacles going under the underwear and stuff like that. They didn't do that before.
God damn! Yeah, they're really getting close to that line. They're tiptoeing it.
Yeah, every episode they get closer and closer and closer.
It's unfortunate. There's really no story to speak of.
Well,
there is a plot line.
Well, here's the thing about this season. They actually tried to do a plot. Like, there's this whole rebellion. For some reason, the sister of Lena, the main character in the...
Who won
the Queen's Blade, is the queen. I don't know why. They don't explain it.
Yeah.
And... But now she's...
Claudette, Lightning, whatever.
Yeah. She's evil for some reason.
Yeah. And they don't explain that. Now... They did, when we read not a synopsis, but like a foreword of it, I would say. Mm-hmm. It said that it's like a reimagining.
Right,
so
but it's not.
It kind of is. Like, some things are the same, but some things are different.
No,
so it sort of works. Sort of like a reimagining.
Because I read the foreword to one of the first OVA to the next one, because mm-hmm. it just happened to be the next one after the last episode. And it's, the OVA is about Lena giving up control of the queen to her sister.
See, to that I would say is, when they made Rebellion, it probably was a rework. And then they made the OVAs, and were like, no, let's just make this canon. That's what I think probably happened.
I don't know, because the characters are still the characters, except for Claudette.
Yeah, I think that's exactly
what
happened.
But the sister's still the same, even she's a torturer and an assassin now, but she was just as selfish and everything in mm-hmm. the last one. And then the dwarf girl, who seemed to be evil throughout this entire one, wasn't even her.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it's just...
I think they decided to rework it, and then they're like, oh, we like it this way.
I don't know.
Let's just keep going with it.
I don't know. But they try to do this whole plot thing where they introduce all these new characters and they're rebelling against the queen.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it hurt the show trying to have a plot.
Yeah.
Because when they were just so unfocused and just switching from character to character and focusing on nothing and what they wanted to focus on, it was much more funny and hilarious and just so more out there.
There's still a bunch of funny points. You're going to laugh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's still funny points, but I don't know. It's something drug it down for me, and this season just felt a little blander. Oddly,
you could just be getting desensitized to it.
No. No, because, the octopus was pretty out there. And
yeah,
then
his tentacles going into her panties. Uh-huh. That was a bit much.
Uh-huh. And then...
Oh, you know what I want? Good.
And then there was the girl with the 7 tentacles.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
has to dance in order to... Mm-hmm.
And she flips personalities. And when uh-huh. she does it, she goes from tan to pale.
Yeah.
The pale one doesn't really want to fight. She just wants to f*** the main girl.
Uh-huh.
The tan one wants to fight.
Right. And then there's the whole lolly newspaper girl with her robot friend.
Yeah, that was...
And then there's these two Asian girls.
Yeah, which are kind of irrelevant, but they're there.
Irrelevant, but I think they were supposed to replace the conservative girl from the first few seasons. So,
and you also got the nun, which I wanted to talk about. The lore building was actually something they did well.
Oh, the nun!
Like, she's in the nunnery teaching the poses to the other girls.
Before we get to that.
Oh my god.
Before we get to that, the nun herself, I didn't think it was the same character at first because they changed her so much.
Yeah.
She was kind of ditzy before.
Yeah.
And now she's just hardcore, like, you know,
almost
Spanish,
like,
Inquisition, burning the people at the stake kind of.
You're a witch.
Yeah.
Essentially, you don't follow God.
If you don't follow God, you burn at the freaking stake.
Or if you follow it and it's not to her liking.
Yeah, if you're a heretic, you're dead.
Jesus.
That was
a little nuts.
Explain.
Just the lore building was crazy. They did it a couple different ways, but the main one that's really in your face is when the main nun is training the other nuns to pose. We talked about this in the other ones, how you pose as the nuns is how you invoke God's power.
Yeah,
that's how you attack.
The poses.
And she's training them and moving their legs and hilarious.
Off screen, they're like moaning and saying, yes, do this and stuff like this. It was hilarious.
That, it was just out of this world.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
There was a bit more lore building with the one girl dancing, and, you know, it was just good.
Yeah, they built, but it felt...
It was forced.
It felt, you know what I mean? It felt grounded.
Yeah.
Whereas in the first season, they were going from, like, Forest of Elves to Ancient Egypt, and it just felt like a mishmash of everything thrown together. Mm-hmm. And then there was this swamp witch that they never, ever talked about that was always in the background and stuff like that. And then all that kind of disappeared in the season. It felt like one world, and I think that took away from it.
It did. And surprisingly, there's a lot of men in this one. They're just not main characters. They're more backdrops and background characters, but they're there.
So I was thinking about that, about the why there was no men in the first season and why there was only a few men. I think as the seasons went on, it wasn't that they didn't want to put them in. I think it was a budget issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they just couldn't have that many characters in the background.
Well, that honestly makes sense because they had so many foreground characters.
Right. Because they had a lot of foreground characters and they want to focus on the female characters. So why are we going to waste our budget trying to draw in male characters that we're not going to use?
Yeah, it's not going to support.
So as the series got more popular and more...
Surprisingly.
Not really, no. That's surprisingly, honestly. It's
so bad, but it's good in its own way.
Well, for people like us, it's hilarious. But for a teenage kid, this is...
Oh, Christ.
Who
like has a 14-year-old?
Yeah. This would be, like, their show, you know? And plus, this is apparently a tabletop RPG, too.
I don't remember if... It's also a PSP game. I don't remember if I brought this up before, but there's another anime that reminds me of this one. I saw, like, an episode of it forever ago, and I never watched another episode. It's some sort of crazy anime, but the guy, the main character, only gets his powers. He only powers up when he drinks breast milk. And it's just as explicit as this. I can't remember the name of it, but it reminds me of this.
You know what this reminds me of? Kill la Kill, only Kill la Kill was good.
Yeah.
Because Kill la Kill...
And Kill la Kill didn't really show boobs like this.
No.
Not
but,
to this.
But it was it was explicit.
Yes.
With its...
And in really odd times.
Right. So it just only, you know, Kill la Kill was like legitimately good, where this is ironically good.
Yeah, this is only good if you want it to be.
So, I mean, I don't remember any of the names.
Not a single one of them.
No. So, I mean, I remember some of the names from the first couple of seasons.
Christy and Lena and Claudette.
Watch, all three of them are in it, but barely.
Yeah.
Like, Lena's got back out there traveling and sparking
with
up.
With a mask on.
What a strange mask, too. Yeah. It's not even, it's like, just like a jaw guard or something like that. It's very strange.
Really odd.
And she's going out and, like, starting, sparking rebellions and stuff
I
like that.
I was a little disappointed with the one reoccurring character, the Boo one, the pink girl.
Oh, right.
She didn't shoot titty milk. That's, like, your main thing.
Yeah, well, she was, she was.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna be there.
I know. I gotcha. But she was disguising herself as a little dwarf girl. So we thought she was evil throughout the whole series, but she wasn't. Yeah. She was just, I guess she held up in that castle the whole time. No one noticed. Oh, man.
It's a special show.
It is a special show.
Like, we covered a lot of the bases already. Yeah. Voice acting's god-awful. The dialogue's terrible.
The reoccurring characters, like Lena, she was in it for like one and a half episodes.
Yeah, right at the end.
And all of a sudden, she falls asleep at weird times. Yeah, I don't know why.
I mean, I guess we'll find out in OVAs.
I guess. I don't have no idea. And she shows up and she's like the hero of this world. And these other girls are getting their asses kicked. And she shows up, saves them, falls asleep. And then it's like, okay. And then it ends abruptly. It's like, I'm not going to kill you. So they lose.
But Claudette doesn't kill him.
And Claudette doesn't kill him. She's still queen. Nothing's resolved.
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess we're going another season, but there isn't.
Maybe they're making it thinking it's going to, not, this isn't the case, but maybe they're making it thinking it's going to go to 24. They're on episode 12 as they're making, halfway through making the episode. Oh, no, we're scrapping. Finish it right now.
Well, no.
Season over.
All three seasons were 12 episodes.
I know. That's why I said this isn't it.
So maybe they were...
But that's what it feels like. Up until then, they could have resolved it and they chose not to.
Maybe they decided to... they thought they were going to get another season.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. It's very strange. And then Risty shows up for like 30 seconds. She gets captured and thrown into a basement. She has two lines and that's it.
Tits are smaller too. Not that.
I didn't notice. The redesigns on the new
characters. She had tattoos on her too.
The redesigns on the new characters are weird because the nun herself in the second season.
Doesn't even look like her.
No, she's more slim and her breasts used to be gigantic.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, they're still ginormous, but they're not that big.
Yeah, but they're more proportionate.
Yeah.
So
a person could look like
that. And this is the conversation. Potentially. This is the conversation we're having.
That I mean, how else are you supposed to review Queensblade?
I don't know.
I think this is doing it justice, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, talking proportions, I guess. I don't know. I was overall disappointed with the third season.
Yeah, it is what it is, though.
I mean...
I go into it expecting nothing.
Oh, yeah. I expected more nonsense, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess you could say that.
It's just the characters felt bland instead of out there.
It felt... The previous two seasons felt more together, even though they weren't going crazy with the story.
Right.
What was there felt better.
But the characters were more memorable, too. Like, you had the snake underwear girl, and then the maid ghost girl.
Oh, and the dancer with the tentacles. They made clear to show you that the underwear she's wearing is just a string of beads.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Christ.
All the time.
And they got really close showing some stuff sometimes with some, like, the one pose the nun did. Her underwear, it was like, bulging out of it. Jesus. Like, they're showing everything but it. Like, if you just changed the color of the underwear to skin color, you'd have seen it.
Yeah. This show so badly wants to be a hentai. But now they're pigeonholed into what they have. Mm-hmm. So there's like, God damn it.
Man, what else?
We're struggling here because it's because everything that we've talked about in the last two reviews of this,
it's not any different in that aspect.
No, and there's really not enough advancement. I mean, we could talk
there's
about
no real story to talk.
We
about.
Could talk about the new characters, but they're uninteresting.
Every one of them,
like the main new character, I don't even remember her name. It's this pink haired girl with a man's voice.
So in the first episode, that person's introduced, and I'm like, that's a man's voice acting her. And then like 5 minutes later, her sister shows up, and her sister says, hey, brother. And I'm like, yes, I guessed it.
But it's not it at all. And because when she gets in a fight and her breasts get exposed, they're like, oh, you're a girl.
Yeah.
And they also explained that because they thought she was a man, they couldn't find her. Because the queen's army, apparently, the queen's like this ruthless, like,
Claudette.
Yeah, she's ruthless with her army subjugating people. And then I guess the swamp witch came back and is like, what is it? Making the gland infertile and everybody's having poor.
The dancer got sucked in the moon rays and made the land fertile again.
Yeah, it's a bunch of nonsense. And
vibrating armor for the crotch and nipples.
I mean, the pink bunny ear girl came back.
Yeah.
And she was, like we said, she was disguised as the dwarf girl. And her plan was she took over Claudette's mind. But she didn't. Claudette was just being a bitch, apparently.
And dyed her hair.
And
like a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
In puberty. Let's dye my hair and be a
So the Swamp Witch returns, but we never ever see the Swamp Witch. Mm-hmm. Which is, it's like, at this point, it's like, why does she keep coming back?
Watch it being something really important later.
You know what I think it is? Honestly, I think the Swamp Witch is a big character in the RPG.
Be the case. Or even the manga.
And a table RPG. And I don't know if any of these characters are actually, like...
In it? That could be interesting.
I think
we should buy the tabletop RPG.
We should look.
Let's look that up. I'm going to pause right now. I just want to see what the price is. We'll get right back to it.
All right. And we're back.
So it took a few minutes of Googling, and then the very last search was game book price for Queensblade. And there you go, we found it.
We found it for $30 on Amazon, but it's in Japanese.
It is in Japanese, and it's from Japan, but there's used ones you can get for like $9 or $20.
Right. So I guess this is, never got released here, which makes a whole lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense. We did find scans of it online on the wiki, the fandom wiki for it. So if you just type in Queensblade fandom wiki, you could find all the rules for it and play yourself.
I mean, if that's for your interest.
You need two people and two sets of rules books, so you would get two of the same, I think.
No, I don't think so.
Because there's always two people in each one, so I think you would play the opposite.
Oh, I guess it's possible.
There's actually a story in it.
Oh, probably.
But I guess you could also just take the characters and their stats and just do whatever you want with it.
I suppose.
Anyway, maybe we spent too much time.
You spent too much time researching that.
We should have an episode where we play it. That'd be so neckbeardy.
Yeah, but I'm not learning Japanese to do it.
All right, so let's rank the seasons. Well, what's our points for this one? Out of 10. And again, we're only ranking it with Queen's Blades.
Yeah, I mean...
of its own genre, which is pretty
much... Well, I'm going to point out that the first season, we only gave like a 6 because we were still comparing it to other anime.
Yeah, we should have done that.
And then last one, you gave it a 10.
I was thinking I might give this one a 10. It's not as good as the other one, no. So I'd say like an 8. But I want to retro the first season to be a 10 again.
Okay.
I'm fixing that.
That's fair. You can compare to other animes, it's because that's how...
Oh, yeah, if you compare it to anything else, it's a
5.
No, it's a 1.
No.
The only thing you start going for is tits.
No. I watched this over Fantastic Children any other day.
I watched this over that, too, but the reason being is the tits can keep my interest, whereas...
Yeah, but there is
there's Fantastic Children to keep my interest.
There is still at least some story elements in those early seasons. Mm-hmm. Like, there's the whole tournament in the second one, and then the relationship between the sisters in the first one was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Well, it's probably pretty good. The one was rapey.
No, the older sister called that and Lena. Like, that sister. But, so, maybe not a 5, but like a 4-ish.
I don't know. But, how are we going to rank it with the other ones? I'm going to go 2nd, 1st, 3rd. I think I like the second one more.
Yeah, I did, too.
I have a better memory of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. 2nd, 1st, 3rd.
Nostalgia feels more like the second season's better. I like tournaments. But then, tournaments, you know what I mean? Tournaments are good. They're a trope, but they're a good trope.
I mean, this wasn't a great season, but it was still Queensblade, so take that with what you want.
Yeah, take it with some salt.
I mean, honestly, there are a 1,000 better anime out there you can watch, but if you're in for stupid fun and tits, I mean...
Why not? Doesn't get any better than that. Maybe the milk one I was talking about earlier, but I can't even
remember. Oh, I tell anybody, you'll know if you're into Queensblade after watching the first
just
episode.
Just one episode. Oh, man.
If after that first episode, I'm out, you're out.
I showed it to some of our friends, and they were like, Sean, what are you making me watch? All right. We're spinning for category R.
Yes, we are.
And Robotic Notes is in here. That's another one of the animes that's in the same world, same time period as Steins Gate. If I can talk.
You can't, but that's okay.
Spinning. There's a good amount of R's. I wouldn't say a lot, but there's a good amount. Release the Spice.
Release the Spice. Okay, that is a strange...
We got really close to Real Life, which is a really good anime, where you pretty much redo your entire life.
12 episodes.
I can do 12 episodes.
Action School.
Series about a girl named Momo, who attends high school at the city of
Sarasaski.
Whatever. However, she is secretly a member of Tusi Whatever, an intelligence agency that protects people. As a new member of the agency, she works alongside her colleagues, including her senior Yuki, and friends. Together, they work to establish peace in the city.
You know, it's sad. Anytime we get a new anime, the first thing I go to is those tags. And if I see tags, I don't know, like, comedy, Ichi, I'm done. That's all I need, and I'm done.
Looks like a schoolgirl.
It does look like a schoolgirl.
They're all wearing short skirts, but Ichi isn't tagged.
Yeah, so, I mean, that might be a generic schoolgirl kind of thing.
Combat, adventure type thing, yeah.
Could be like more like Sailor Moon or something.
Please.
I mean, but it's only 12 episodes.
That's true. All right, guys.
Yeah, that's it.
Next episode.
What is it called?
Release thy. I really want to say release thy spice.
Release thy spice. Release the spice.
Bye, guys.
Bye.